Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you're listening to the Golden Country Radio Show.
Waiting on me to jump inside and go. Just go. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in the sky, and there's miles and miles of countryside somewhere out there. Well, I'm bored with the bar, sick of the city. I'm tired of working all week. I've got to take
Golden, Colorado, just a stone's throw from the Coors Brewery in the beautiful Rocky Mountains. I'm right here in the foothills just looking up at the beautiful sky, and it's just an open road for sure. It's a beautiful day. I have a great show in store for you tonight. I've got people listening in from over 30 countries, and I just want to welcome you to my show, and it's going to be a great one. I have a very, very special guest. She will wow you. And her name is Azzie Brooks. So in a little bit, we're going to bring her on. I've got a song of hers I want to play at least once, if not twice or three times. Who knows? But she's incredible, and I think you'll agree after hearing her on this show tonight. So stick around, and I'm going to keep playing some great music. This is all about the independent artists from all over the world. So thanks for tuning in. I appreciate it. And here's me singing Ironic.
La, ha, ha, la, ha, 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 yeah. pardon me. The death row, pardon. 2 minutes too late. And isn't it ironic? Don't you think? It's like rain. They waited his whole damn life to take that flight. And as the plane crashed down, he thought, well, isn't this nice? And isn't it ironic? Don't you think? It's like rain. Everything's gone wrong and everything blows up in your face. A traffic jam when you're already late. No smoking sign on your cigarette break. It's like 10,000 spoons when all you need is a knife. It's meeting the man of my dreams and then meeting his beautiful wife. And isn't it ironic, don't you think? A little too ironic. And yeah, I really do think it's like rain.
The Golden Country Radio Show. I'm your host, Julie Richardson, and that was me singing Ironic. This is not just about my music on here. It's about all those independent country music artists and independent artists throughout the world. And I have a special guest tonight. Her name is Abby Brooks, and we're going to get to her music and interview here shortly. And again, I just appreciate you tuning in. Check out my website at www.julierichardsonmusic.com. And on that website, you can read about my book that I wrote about John A. Hobbs. It's also an audio version. So if you don't like to read and you just want to listen to it on a road trip, then check it out on my website. Again, it's julierichardsonmusic.com. And I wrote the story about John A. Hobbs. And he has a restaurant there in Music City, right there in Music Valley, across from the Grand Ole Opry and the Opryland Hotel. And if you get a chance and you happen to be in the area, definitely stop in because they have an incredible new menu and they have the best whiskey and bourbon selection around. They've got live music. They're open from Thursdays to Sundays. They have a gorgeous patio outside and it's right in the heart of everything and it's got a lot of history behind it. John Hobbs is an incredible man and I had the opportunity and honor to interview him, over 50 hours of live interviews with John A. to write his book about the Nashville Palace and the start that he gave to stars like Alan Jackson and Ricky Van Shelton and Randy Travis and Lori Morgan and on. Just an incredible story. If you get a chance, check it out on my website. I have a couple of signed copies still left in my collection. So if you want it signed by John Hobbs, I can arrange that. So give me a ring or email me at waitinthetruck. That's WAIT. waitinthetruck@msn.com, and we'll get you hooked up. Also on that website, if you ever miss a show, don't worry. You just go to that website and you navigate to the radio page. Click on the red button link, which is each show that I've done since August, and you can see the artist's name. So after this show, it'll say Azzy Brooks on the red button, and you can click on it. So if you missed it live, you can certainly go in and listen anytime you want for free. So definitely a good thing to have queued up on your webpage would be my website. Again, it's julierichardsonmusic.com. So I want to play a ballad. This one went number one just recently for me on the gospel charts. And then it went to gold, and then it went to platinum. And my next release is going to be Coat of Many Colors that was done by Dolly Parton. I've done Jolene many, many times. And this time I'm going to do Coat of Many Colors and release that to the gospel charts. But I'm going to let this one ride itself out. It's still sitting on the top 20 for over a month now. So here's Wind Beneath My Wings.
The wind.
listening to the Golden Country Radio Show, and that was me singing my rendition of Wind Beneath My Wings. That was my first recording in the studio way back when in 1996. And it's been a great journey since then. I've recorded hundreds of songs, and this one's been my highlight. This is the one I'm most proud of and one of my favorite songs to sing. And I'm just glad you're listening in. You're joining over 30 countries, listeners from over 30 countries, as well as throughout the United States and Canada. Welcome, Canada. And just appreciate you tuning in, because we have a very special guest who's going to be joining me very shortly here. She just turned 11 years old. She's out of Florida. She's absolutely incredible. She's an old soul. And when I heard her music, my mouth just hit the ground, because I was just floored by the talent, just pure, pure talent. And to be that age and have this kind of talent, I know that she's going to go really far. And hopefully she'll say, oh, yeah, I remember you. I'll be like, I knew you when. But anyway, I'll bring on Azzy Brooks here in just a moment. I want to play her song, though, that she recorded and has wanted to share on the show today. It's called Here's to You. Check this out.
That the sun will always shine. I can't take away the dark clouds in the sky. I can't make all of the problems disappear, but I will always be right here. I don't know what the world has in store, but we're in it together, 'cause that's a friend I'm for. I'll be your shelter when you're
And here's to you, Azzy Brooks out of Florida. Oh, my gosh. Here's to you for such an incredible song and such a start to your career. I'm just so impressed. So please welcome my special guest to the show, Azzy Brooks. How are you?
Hi, Julie. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
You are welcome. Are you kidding? I was like, I couldn't wait. I'm like, can I have Azzy please come on my show, please? And I don't do that very often. I'm booked up. But I was like, I'm making room for Azzy Brooks. I'm absolutely in awe of you and your talent and just all the incredible possibilities that are lying in front of you. I'm blown away. So welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I just, you know, I've got listeners from all over the world, and they tune in, and they're used to hearing new, I call them golden nuggets of talent, you know, because you get out of the mainstream, and you start kind of digging a little, and you find that there's some incredible talent out there that isn't necessarily mainstream yet, but they're coming, you know, and they're listening in, and they want to know. I probably have never heard of Azzy Brooks, and I tell you what, you're going to become a household common name over the years, but could you just tell them a little bit about yourself and, like, who you are and what you're about and just kind of educate them a little bit so they know who Azzy Brooks is when they leave this show?
Well, my mom and dad told me that I've basically been singing ever since I could make noise as a baby. but I started recording and making music videos starting about 2 years ago. When I was in preschool, I always, like, sometimes just get in trouble for standing on my nap mat and just singing during nap time all the time.
Yeah, I remember I used to get in trouble at the dinner table. I'd always get in trouble for sitting on my feet because I could never reach the table, and for singing at the table. My dad would get upset because he'd be like, we don't sing at the table, but I was always singing in the car at the table, so it sounds like we got a lot in common there.
And when I was in the bathtub, I was singing Let It Go with the shampoo pump.
I mean, they were saying when you were 2 years old, like, you had this old soul voice. I mean, this mature voice already. Is that true?
Yes.
That's awesome. Well, I mean, just again, for the listeners, you just turned 11 years old. And I've been a teacher since 1994. And, you know, I've worked with students your age and... You know, and I've worked with people, you know, of all ages, but I've never seen anyone have your kind of talent and just your maturity that comes along with all of this. You have a lot on your plate. It sounds like you've got an incredible recording session coming up, and, you know, I'm sure you're going to have a busy, busy schedule. How do you juggle, you know, trying to go to school and doing that? How do you stay so grounded?
I try to bring my schoolwork with me on set and, like, with me when I'm traveling to work, like, into my schedule. It can set, like, a little bummy trying to write in the car, though.
Yeah, I can imagine. It's like trying to text. I can never text while someone's driving. I'm never driving and texting, but if I'm riding along and I'm trying to text, we hit a bump and I missed it. And so I can imagine. I mean, you know, you've got such a busy schedule, but, you know, do you plan to go to college someday? Do you still want to do that? Or you just want to go for it now with the singing, dancing, and acting and all the great things ahead of you?
I still want to go to college, but also work on my singing career at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And you can, you know, a long time ago, you know what I learned? I learned that the word and works better in my life than the word or. So I can do this and this. I don't have to say, oh, I can do this or this, you know, and I think that's why I've done so many different things, having that attitude. And you can still go to school and still, you know, do something that interests you in college and do your singing and your acting and your dancing and all the great things that you have, you know. So I'm just so happy for you. It's incredible. And I wanted to know more about the song I've been playing. I only have one song in the studio. Hopefully I can get more songs down the road and we can keep playing you week after week here and keep promoting you. I'd love to do that. But I have the song I have is called Here's to You. Tell me about that song and how it came about.
So my friend was actually in the music video, and I've known her for like about 6 or like 5 years.
Yeah.
So pretty time we've known each other. But yeah, I love it. It was amazing.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, just, you know, to come up with a song like that, and I guess it's an original, and that's always nice. You know, a lot of my music is cover tunes. And I've written a few songs, but I don't have, like, the musical talent, I think, to, like, put it all together with melodies. So it's definitely a team, definitely a teamwork thing. You can't always do it by yourself. And it takes a lot of people behind the scenes kind of making that special song that makes you a hit. And it sounds like you've got several of those songs and just so proud of it. But what's that song about to you? Is it, like, was that the one about your friend that you've known since you were little? Or is that a different song?
Like, well, yes. But the Here's to You kind of like being there for your friends and like to always be there for someone during like rough times and Yeah.
that's incredible. I mean, to have that foresight already at going on 11 years old, it's like incredible, you know. Like I said, I'm just in awe of you and I want people to know more about you. Who have you been your influences? Do you have a special favorite artist? Or, you know, growing up, I liked all sorts of music. I didn't like just one genre. I just, you know, I picked country because I moved to Nashville and that's what they were doing was country. But I love to sing all types of music. But and I had influences from all over. But do you have a favorite artist or the best influences that have kind of, I know you kind of have your own style. That's what makes me just, again, in awe of your talent. You have your own thing going, and you don't have to be somebody else. You can be Azzy Brooks, and that's what's going to make you a star. But is there an influence or favorite artist out there?
Well, I have quite a lot since I love all types of music. But however, my favorites are Lady Gaga and Bebe Rexha, or, like, pop music.
Yeah. Yeah, the one I want to record just for fun, like not to put it out or anything, but I want to do Shallow. And I heard that you sing that one, didn't you?
Mm-hmm, yes.
That's one of my favorites. But I want to know, like, I when you're practicing, I have a music room and I practice every day and, you know, and I do shows and stuff too and go into the recording studios, but I record a lot of songs and they have to resonate with me, which means they got to just mean something to me. I got to feel the song in order to record it. But I have a favorite song that, you know, I love to sing every day when I practice and get into the studios or, you know, I have to warm up. And, you know, for me, it's if, you know, I Will Always Love You. That's my all-time favorite song to sing. Do you have a favorite song you just love to sing? It's kind of like letting that Ferrari out on the road, you know, you've got this incredible voice and you just want to take it to its, you know, ultimate. What song do you like to sing the best?
Well, I love performing like all kinds of songs and they change all the time, but the song I've performed the most and is like the most requested for me to sing is Shallow.
Wow. And how can we hear? Yeah. I know we can go on YouTube because I've been on YouTube and you have a lot of really cool videos, music videos, and you can hear your music. Is Shallow on one of those? I'd love to hear you sing it sometime.
Well, all my music videos to date can be found on my YouTube channel, Azzy Brooks Official, and you can also like hear my music on any streaming music platform such as iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, and Google Music. I also have an Instagram and Face page that my mom monitors, and we post frequently on it.
Very cool. And if they wanted a signed CD, I know that's old fashioned, but I got a, you know, a lot of older listeners like me that we still have CD players in our cars. Do you have signed memorabilia and stuff like that that they can get? Because I know people are going to be asking, they're going to want to become an Azzy Brooks fan and they're going to want to have something signed or have something that they can, you know, give to somebody. Do you have something like that, or do we all just have to do digital downloads?
Not yet, but it's coming very close.
Cool. Well, I mean, in the meantime, you know, you're all over there, and I love it, and I hope we get a ton of fans for you, and your music speaks for itself, and they're going to listen in, and they're going to be like, wow. And my money is on you. I know you're going to go far. And what are your goals in the next couple of years as far as your music goes? You just obviously you want to put out an album and, you know, what else you want to be working on over the next couple of years?
Well, some of them are to continue to write music, release more covers and original music. And one of my all-time dreams is to perform at the Grammys.
Oh, wow. Wouldn't that be something? But you know what? I held a Grammy. I held Brenda Lee's Grammy. She was the one that did Rockin' Around a Christmas Tree and things like that. And I got to hold her Grammy Award at the school where I worked and got to meet her and work with her grandson. And she's just a wonderful lady. But I was, like, surprised because it's small, you know, and it's just such an amazing award. It's just – like you hold it and you just hold it in both your hands and you're like, whoa. But I have a feeling, Azzy, you're going to have several Grammys, and I believe that that dream's going to come true. And, you just keep your chin up and keep working as great as you're doing now. And you got good people behind you. And I'm just super excited for your career. I'm really proud of it. And I can't wait to just keep my eye on you and keep watching you. And I hope down the road you'll give me another interview. You know, it'd be fun to bring you back in 9 months to a year again and just see where you're at and have people follow you and follow your career. It's going to be incredible. I'm just, I'm very happy for you and for your family.
Thank you.
Well, and is there anything else you want to tell my listeners about you before I play your song again? Because I never get tired of it. It's already on my iPad and I've just been listening to it. So. Is there anything else you want to know, tell people around the world?
Yes. I'm very excited to announce that I will be starring in a multimedia show called Music Club Kids, which is coming out very soon.
You're kidding. That's awesome. Music Club Kids. Wow, how incredible. Congratulations. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
Wow, you have just so many cool things, and so, I mean, you must just jump out of bed every day and be like, woohoo, got another day of life, because I'm like, look at you go. I'm impressed. That's great. Well, congratulations. So we'll be looking for the Music Club Kids, and we'll be looking for your new music, and just wish you all the best with your upcoming recording session. And also, I hear that on the 4th, you're going to be singing the national anthem at the Tampa Bay Lightning's game. That's incredible. I don't know. I'd be pretty nervous. I do a lot of entertaining, but that one would make me nervous. So I'm glad it's you, but it's incredible. Congratulations on that as well. Well, don't wear yourself out and don't forget Julie Richardson, and I'll be thinking of you and sending great vibes your way. And thanks so much for taking time out of your extremely busy schedule to be on my show today. I really appreciate it. Oh, you bet. You're welcome. And I'm sure I'll have anyone that wants to get a hold of Azzy. She's, you know, obviously on the media, but if you have to go through me, it's julierichardsonmusic.com or email me at waitinthetruck. That's WAIT. waitinthetruck@msn.com if you have questions for Azzy, and I can pass them along and help you get her merchandise and her music and just become a major fan like I am. So thank you, Azzy. I appreciate it. And again, I'm going to play Here's to You, and have a great day, and all my best to your family.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
sky. I can't make all of the problems disappear, but I will always be right here. I don't know what the world has in store, but we're in it together, 'cause that's a friend I'm for. I'll be your flashlight.
Guest, and what an incredible young woman, and just so much ahead of her. I'm excited for her, and just glad she took some time out today to be on my show. I appreciate it, and we're going to keep following her, and you can get out there and check out her music. It sounds like it's on every sort of digital platform you can imagine, and if you can't find it for any reason, just get a hold of me at waitinthetruck@msn.com, and I'll point you in the right way. But thank you, Azzy. I appreciate it. That was a lot of fun. And I can't wait to check out Shallow, because that's one of my favorite songs. So I've got to hear you sing that. Just incredible. You know, when you've got a good singer and a talented singer, like, you just want to hear all your favorite songs done by that person, because you're like, oh, my gosh, this gives it a whole new dimension to this favorite song when it's, you know, someone with an incredible voice like Azzy. I just want Azzy to record all these songs. It'd be amazing. So congratulations, Azzy, and thanks again. And here's my favorite song to sing. It's called I Will Always Love You.
Stay. I would only be in your way, so I'll but I know I'll think of you each step of my way.
Brooks link joined in today later on after the show, and you can click on it and listen to it anytime you want. And I just want to thank all my regular listeners out there. There's an incredible support group that I have locally and in Nashville. All my friends and family that tune in every week, I appreciate it. So thank you. You guys know who you are, and I just can't thank you enough for being the backbone of this show and supporting me through all of this new endeavor of this radio show. It's incredible, so thank you. And if you've got any talent out there, or you know of someone that's got some talent, it's an independent artist, that means they're not signed with a major record label at the moment. If you could send them my way, I could listen to some of their music and perhaps put them on the show. That would be wonderful to hear, new talent, just like Azzy Brooks. She's incredible. So you never know what you're going to find out there. Have them email me at waitinthetruck@msn.com, and we'll see where we can go from there. My music is on Thursdays. I've got this radio show, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. I'm also going to be played regularly on Studio 101. That's WLOC Online. It's an AM/FM radio station out of Horse Cave, Kentucky, with Ken Scott. That's usually 1 to 3 p.m. Central Time. And Easy Blue Eyes Productions is doing a Julie Richardson radio show. It's 2 hours of just my music, and I call in and cameo on that once in a while. So it's usually Friday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. Central Time. So lots of ways you can get out there and hear my music. And don't forget to support that independent artist and, just get out there and buy their music and go see them and support them in any way you can, subscribe to them and so forth. I think it would be really great. And it's a great way to keep this music coming and support those artists like Azzy Brooks and, you know, all the artists I play here on the show. It would be great if you could support them. And I'd like to play a Ramona Diane song. Ramona was on the show just a couple months ago, and unfortunately, I just found out that her and her husband died from COVID this week, and it just broke my heart because I've been listening to her music. I'm a big fan of hers. She was kind enough to send in 10 free CDs for my listeners, and just made a lot of fans out here in Colorado by doing that, and just a sweet soul, an incredible woman, and a very talented woman. Her and her husband are going to be greatly missed. So I'd like to play a song that she sings. It's called Let's Put the Country Back in Country. Here's Ramona Diane. We'll miss you. Incredibly talented woman out of Nashville, Tennessee, and she's going to be sorely missed by so many of us in the industry. And her and her husband, like I said, both passed away this week of COVID, and it's still serious out there. Take it serious and stay safe, everybody. But I'll keep playing Ramona Diane as long as I have this show. She's absolutely amazing, and well, she's going to be missed. And speaking of being missed, Marty Martell, on March 29th, it was a year since he passed away. He was my first producer in Nashville with Midnight Special Productions. He was a singer, a songwriter, and he was on the road for 25 years doing music, just, you know, an incredible guy. And then he got into promotions and productions and so forth. So 1 year ago, March 29th, he left us as well, and I'd like to play his last known recording with me. He was in his 70s, and he and I went into the studio, and we did a duet of his song that he wrote called Don't Tell Me That You're Gone. And this is Marty and myself singing his song.
Thank you.
firm foundation that our love was like a rock.
But time began to cheat away at things I had forgot.
They say what God has joined together, let no man tear apart. I can feel there's something breaking,
and it feels just like my heart.
Tell me that I'm dreaming. Tell me anything you want to, just don't tell me that you're gone. I can take the change in weather, I've weathered all life's storms.
But the wind has changed direction now that you turn cold in my arms.
Tell me that I'm dreaming. Tell me that I'm wrong. Tell me anything you want to, just don't tell me that you're gone.
Tell Me That You're Gone, that was written by the great Marty Martell, and that was Marty and I singing that. That was his last known recording, done in his late 70s, and he would have been 82 years old this month, March 9th, and like I said, he passed away a year ago. He's greatly missed, and a lot of good music went with him, and I'm going to keep honoring him right here on the Golden Country Radio Show. And I just appreciate everybody listening in. Thank you so much for the support. This has been an incredible endeavor. I've enjoyed it thoroughly, and it's really helped me get through this pandemic. And I'm just going to keep going with it. I've been nominated over in the Netherlands for the host of the year, as well as the program of the year, radio program. So super excited about that too. And just, I'm going to leave you with a Mick Bird song. He's going to be a special guest of mine later in April, and I'm going to keep playing his music and promoting him. He's a great singer as well. So again, thanks for tuning in. Stay well, and until next time, so long.
Train don't run here anymore. The train don't run here anymore. It used to run right by my door. The train don't run here anymore. 6 o'clock in the evening, I'd stand out in my yard,
sounded like thunder. I could hear it coming far. And I'd get two thumbs up to show them all was clear. And I'd get a whistle and away from the engineer. The train don't run here anymore. The train don't run here anymore. It used to run right by my door. Train don't run here, it don't run here, it don't run here anymore. Years put a stoop upon my back. Weeds all growing in the tracks. They put the railroad up for sale. Turned it into a hiking trail. Oh, the train don't run here anymore. Train don't run here anymore. It used to run right by my door. The train don't run here anymore. The train don't run here anymore. Train don't run here anymore. It used to run right by my door. The train don't.